Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
This is Louis Coco from Sports Radio 94 WIP, and I have the privilege and honor of being joined by 16-year NHL veteran, former Philadelphia Flyer, and now fourth-year head coach of the Lehigh Valley Phantoms, Coach Ian LaPerriere. Coach, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thanks for having me, Louis.
I'm really excited. I've made it a goal of mine to definitely talk a bit of hockey on WIP, and I'm honored that you're able to be a part of that conversation. And again, thanks so much for joining me today. Very excited about the Phantoms in the Calder Cup playoffs, third year in a row.
Third year that we made to the postseason, and it's exciting. This year, we have those young kids that I'm sure we'll talk about that they joined us and makes us a better team. But so far, the kids are adjusting really easily right now, and they make us a better team, which is great.
Yeah, I actually got a chance to watch some of the game last night. I was listening on the radio to Bob call the game, and it was, you put the pedal to the floor almost immediately. And yeah, we definitely will jump in on Bump and Luchenko and Grebenkin and some of the younger guys. But before we start with specific guys, going into these playoffs, what was the mindset? I mean, you faced the Wilkes-Barre Scranton Penguins 12 times this season. Obviously, it's a storied rivalry. But when you get into the playoffs, you kind of throw everything out the window. The score is back to 0-0, and you're going to put the pedal back to the metal. So what was the message to the guys in the locker room before the game and kind of going into this playoff run here?
Well, it's respecting them. They're a great team. I feel that they've been the best team in our division all year, and a talented team. So if you want to play with fire, they're going to burn you. So the message is and I'm a big believer of checking. You look at the NHL level, you look at the AHL level, the two best teams, the two teams that won cups, last year, Florida, and our league, Hershey has been winning. They won the last two cups, and they have one thing in common. They take part in their checking. And if you want to beat a team like Wilkes-Barre, which is, like I said, one of our best team in our league, you have to check and respect them. And I feel like we did that in game one. And guess what? We're going to need to do that in game two, because they're going to come in ready. Their desperation is going to go through the roof, and we're going to need to raise our level.
Yeah, the building is certainly going to be rocking in the Lehigh Valley. The PP&L Center is going to be electric on Friday. I'm very excited to be there. I will have the honor to be there as well. So I'm excited for an orange out and rally in the Valley. It's going to be a good time. You mentioned checking, and you talked about some of the newer guys you brought into the lineup, some of them of which have never had pro experience. Two of the ones that had a big impact last night, Alex Bump and Jet Luchenko. What do you see from them in terms of physicality? You got a lot of big boys on that team. Luchenko and Bump aren't the biggest of those guys on the team. So what are you seeing from them in terms of the way they're able to step up to that physical play in the Calder Cup playoffs?
Well, they're not sure about physicality. And the thing with them, like people forget, like, you know, like Bumper just won the NCAA championship. That's a, you know, physical tournament. He went through a season where, you know, he was one of the best players on his team, if not the best. So he's used to guys going after him. And same thing with Luchenko. Yes, his junior team didn't make the playoffs, but he played for Team Canada at the World Championship. These are a big tournament where, you know, in a big stage. So those kids don't, that's what I'm impressed about. They don't get impressed by the how big the stage is here. So, and they're a big part. It's not like they're not playing minutes. It's not like they're playing 5, 6, 7 minutes a game. They're, you know, one's running our second line, the other one's on our top line. So these are the guys that are very important for the success we want to have here. And so far, they don't get, you know, too impressed by what's going on out there. Obviously, they produce, but it's more like away from the puck. They adjust really well. System-wise, you know, it didn't take them too long to adjust to our system and our structure. And you don't go in the first round and you don't have the success like Bumper had at the NCAA level by, you know, by being dumb players. You know, they're smart. Their hockey IQ is through the roof, and they're really helping. You know, both of those guys are helping us big time.
Absolutely. And certainly don't shy away from some physical contact. Alex Bump drew at least 2 penalties last night. What are you excited about for the power play? Obviously, he's got some speed. Luchenko's got some speed. Those two guys certainly making appearances on the power play last night. What did you see? There was a few power play opportunities, and the guys looked like they were able to knock a few home in the power play. So what's the mindset for the power play there?
Well, they have so much poise with that puck, and they have, like, for Jet, he's got the NHL speed. Like, his speed is amazing. Like, when he goes down, he can, you know, carry a power play into the other team zone, and that's his biggest asset for our power play. And I feel like Bumper's got a great shot, but he's got a great vision on the flank there. So both of them are in their spot where they're comfortable, where they were comfortable in junior and in college. So it really helps us out on the power play. And when you do add like a guy like Olli Lekso and Rodrigo Albos, veteran players that, you know, will make our power play better, it's, you know, they fit perfectly with those two guys. So it's all pluses. We made a good stride yesterday on the power play, which we've been struggling a little bit down the stretch. Those guys really help us, but I hate to be that guy, but, you know, it was yesterday, so we have to stay in the moment, and hopefully those two kids are going to help us win tomorrow.
Absolutely. No, I think that's a great mindset. I know for goaltenders, you always say have a short memory. So I think it's the same thing for winning hockey games, and especially in a best-of-3 series like the first round of the Calder Cup. You win a game, you put it behind you, and you got to get ready for in this case, you got to get ready for Friday. You had mentioned hockey IQ. Obviously, very through the roof hockey IQ for Bump and Luchenko. Luchenko specifically, I love watching the kid play. He's got great awareness, great vision. He had a one long pass. I think it was to Olli Lekso after skirting all the way around the zone, and he just looked all the way
that
across.
That was to Richard.
He made
that play to Richard.
Yes, sir.
Goal there. That was pretty sick.
It was a beautiful pass. What do you think of his performance so far, and what are you excited to see out of him for the rest of the Calder Cup playoffs?
Just he keeps improving every game. Like, you know, he came to us like 10 games or 11 games ago, and, you know, you notice his speed and his poise with the puck, and he's not afraid to make plays, and that's why the Flyers sent him back to junior. They want him to go back there and make plays, not being afraid of making plays in junior level, so he can keep building his offensive side of his game. And I see it right now. You know, he's got a little bit more poise than he did in camp. He's making plays, more plays than he did in camp, and it's he's going in the right direction. But for me, what I look for is really away from the puck. What does he do? Supporting his teammates on the ice, which is the center. So we're asking a lot. Playing the center position as a 18-year-old is not an easy thing to do, to do that at the pro level. So I feel like he's improving every game, every shift. So he's and he's coachable. Both of those kids are very coachable. It's easy to work with kids like that. You know, they want to get better. They want to be a difference maker. And both of them are improving every game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And it's great to hear that they're coachable, obviously, for their futures as well. I had an interesting question. So I saw Luchenko had taken a minor penalty, and then at the very end of that penalty, seemed like he got really excited. I believe it was in the second period, he jumped back on the ice and played the puck before he got out of the box. What was the story behind that? Was he just raring to go, super excited, or what did you say to him after that?
I didn't say much. We killed both of those penalties. We just killed a 5-on-3, and he jumped on the ice. And I'll be honest, I thought I broke my elbow because I was so mad that we were going back on the PK that I slammed my elbow on the back glass right behind me. Like I get fired up behind the bench. But again, these are mistakes that, he's going to learn from it. Like when I say he's coachable, I bet you he'll never make that mistake again. Like jumping on the ice, you can't touch the puck until we have both feet on the ice. So, again, maybe he didn't know the rule. Now he knows. And, again, by being coachable and smart player, he's going to learn and we'll never do it again.
Did it make up for jumping on the ice there when he made that sweet pass? I think it was on Bump's goal. Pretty nasty dangle, and just to find them right in the slot there. Did that make up for that little foible with the penalty?
It sure did. And, you're talking about that goal there. When I'm talking about the poise that those kids have, that's perfect example. He went wide, waited for the defenseman to slide, took a step back towards their zone, made that nice play to bumper, and it was in the back of the net. And again, we can't forget the kid's 18 years old and he's, only played 12 games for us or 11 games, whatever. And that's when I'm impressed. It's the little plays that he makes like that, having the composure of making the right play. And again, the future is bright and Flyers fans should be excited to see those two kids being a big part of the future, in the near future, I should say.
It's funny that was, you stole the words basically directly out of my mouth. That was my next question. I was going to ask you, what can fans of the Flyers and the Phantoms be excited about for the future? I know you've touched on it a few times, But, you know, as you're building, as you're helping the Phantoms build and obviously the Flyers build, what are you seeing from the team as a whole? Can you give me an outlook for the future of the Phantoms and the Flyers organizations?
Well, I think they go hand in hand. Like, you know, the kid, my job here is to get those kids ready for the Flyers, you know, and I knew what my job was when I took the job 4 years ago. It's to make sure when those kids go up and when they go up, they don't come back to us. But when you start working with guys like that, like Bumper and Luchenko and Grabenko, and like, you know, they start so far ahead because they're a little bit more talented. So they're going to go up, and, you know, all the experience they're living right now, even trying to make the playoffs that we did a couple weeks ago, we were in that playoff mode. And right now getting into the playoffs, that's all cash that they're going to carry with them. That's the experience that they're going to carry with them. I'm a big believer that they have to live it here before they live it to the next level. You know, you never hear about a guy that has been called up. You always hear about guys being called up too soon. You never hear about a guy, oh, he spent too much time in the minors. I really do believe that those kids, whatever they're living right now, you can go down with McDonald, Ginning, and Emil Andre, Grancy, Sampson, all those kids that are living that experience that we're living right now, it's going to pay for the Flyers down the road, and that's the ultimate goal.
How do you navigate that job? You took the question essentially straight out of my mouth. I was going to ask you what you believe your main goal as the coach of the Phantoms is, and again, you answered that. But how do you kind of fulfill your responsibilities to the Phantoms? Because obviously the Phantoms are a pro organization and you have the Calder. It's not like you're playing for nothing in the Calder Cup playoffs. So you obviously want to win. You obviously want to advance in that season. But like you said, at the same time, you're also there to build for the Flyers. So what's the balance between coaching the Phantoms to win and then thinking about the future of the Flyers?
Well, for me, it goes hand in hand. Like, you know, the number one goal, my number one job, it's my number one priority, it's having those kids ready for the Flyers. But I'm a big believer it helps when you win and when you go in a row and you can. If we can go far in the playoffs, it's only going to help the Flyers at the end of the day. It's not, you know, I don't want to develop those kids in a losing environment. So if I do my job right, both organizations are gonna benefit from it. But at the end of the day, number one is Flyers. You know, Flyers are paying me to be here. They're paying me to develop those kids. But I'm a believer that winning helps when you develop those kids in a winning environment. And that's what I'm trying to do for the past 4 years.
So to me, it sounds like you get to work pretty closely with Danny Briere and Keith Jones, obviously, with the Flyers organization. How involved are you with actually building a plan for the Flyers? It sounds like you're pretty involved.
I'm not. I'll be honest with you. You know, they pay me to coach whoever they send me, and that's what I do. You know, everybody, and that's one thing with Danny and Jonesy, you know, everybody's got their job, everybody knows their job, and everybody should do their job. Don't try to do somebody else's job. They pay me to coach. They don't pay me to manage. So I'm here. They call guys up. Like at the end of the year, they call my three best players, like Rodrigo, Ole, and Emil. So I had to adjust. I had to play the players I had. And they tell me when they're going to send it back to me. And that's it. I'm here to coach. And, that's what I'm doing. I'm coaching. I'm not managing. And I think they have a great plan. They're doing a great job. And, we're going to get better every year, little by little. But it's for the big picture.
I got to catch up with you a little bit during your press availability after practice this past Tuesday, and you talked about the leadership group in the room kind of helping these younger players up and really, you know, molding them. Would you find that they are the same one, you know, guys like Belpedio, guys like Wilson, who are helping with that transition of players? You said you get guys sent up, you get guys sent down, and you got to manage that. You got to coach everyone. I know you said you coach everybody the same. What do you lean on? I'm assuming you lean on them a lot to take care of those types of things and get the guys that might be bouncing in, up and down, like Emil Andre. You said his name, he was up and down between the Flyers and the Phantoms. So do you lean on them a lot to help you kind of figure out what to do when you have a lot of turnover?
Not to figure out what to do, but I lean on them majorly because I need them to push with me. Like at the end of the day, especially right now, like you know, structurally, guys should own the structure. If they don't, I did a poor job. But I need those guys to keep pushing good, you know, keep pushing in the right direction. Like, you know, I'm not in the room all the time. I do what I have to do. I talk to my players. I have my meetings. I talk to individuals and stuff like that. But I'm not in that locker room. When they go back in there, if I have my veterans, and I've been on a team like that, like as a player, when you do have the veterans that are pushing against the coach, well, guess what? I'll lose my room. But here, I don't have that issue. I have everybody pushing with me, the veterans that you just named, and you can add guys like Rodrigo Albos, and you get Lexel, you get Richard, you get all those veteran guys that are Gardner that are pushing with me, so that makes my job so much easier. So I don't have to worry about when I leave the locker room if those guys are pushing or saying different than what I just said. So for me, it's a huge advantage, and I felt the same when I first took the job over here at Cal Riley, who led the charge and helped me, especially that first year. I was a brand new coach there, so it's always help when you do have a great leadership group here.
And it seems like in the same vein, I believe both Jet Luchenko and Alex Bump have talked about in the past, and certainly on Tuesday during the press availability, they talked about not only leadership on the ice and being molded by the leadership group, by you as the coach and your assistant coaches, but also off the ice. You know, what do you see is the biggest piece? Because a lot of these guys are younger. Like you said, your responsibility is to develop these guys to help them get up to the NHL level and play with the Flyers. But some of that also comes with even as simple, maybe it's not so simple, but maturity too, on and off the ice. So what do you, what do you see as some of the biggest things? Like, do you find that the off ice and learning how to become mature helps them to become pros later on?
It does. You know, again, that's one thing we talked about, learning here what to do on the ice, but there's more to it. You get it. Most of those kids, like, you know, they're not in college, they're not in junior anymore. When you're in junior, you do have a billet family that's cook for you and do everything for you. Same thing in, well, college, you don't have a billet, but you stay in dorms and you go for, you know, eat at the cafeteria and stuff like that. But when you become a pro, you got to think about all that stuff. But for me, I do have a second layer of young veterans on our team, like, you know, Wisdom, the Denoyer of this world. Like, those kids are younger, but they're the kids that are dealing with the same thing that Bumper and Luchenko are dealing with. So they kind of take them along and show them the rope, what to do and where to go do a grocery. It's as simple as that. Like, I'm sure those kids never done groceries before. I know as a 20-year-old when I turned pro, I never done any groceries before, and I was lucky enough to have good veterans too. And I feel like those kids do have that second layer of younger veterans. Like, you know, we have guys like, you know, like I said, Denoyer and all those guys, like Wisdom. They don't have kids, they don't have family yet, so they're more on the same schedule as the Bumper, Nikita, and all those guys. So I think we have a great layers of veterans here.
And I know you talked about, again, in your press availability, in that same vein, I guess last week or at some point not too long ago, the Brooks brothers had dinner for the guys, and you said they had a couple laughs. Is that important? You try and keep it loose kind of in your organization? Is that how you like to run things?
Yeah, I do. I think being at the rink, you should have fun. Like, I know as a player, like, I hated coaches that make it tight. Like, you know, like, you lose the night before and all of a sudden the coach walks in, doesn't say good morning to anyone. I think it's stupid, to be honest. You know, it's a sport. We're trying our best. The players are trying their best. You know, you won't win every night, so you can come into the rink with a, you know, bad attitude. But to go back to Brooks Brothers, I think it's a great initiative to do that. Like, they've done it in the past 3 years. Before the playoffs, they take their whole team with their families, their babies, and their kids, and go. They rent a restaurant, and, you know, they have a great great dinner and a lot of laughs. And it's good to, you know, my wife met the new guys that we just got. And then, you know, everybody's wife mingled together. And I think it was a great initiative again this year. And you know, they're the owners, they run the show, and I'm glad they're involved like that. And they're a huge part of what we're trying to do here.
Is that one of your favorite parts of being a coach, especially of younger guys? You kind of get to be in that early stage of their life. You went through it. Like you said, you turned pro at the age of 20. Is that something that's fun for you, even off the ice too? You get to watch these guys develop similarly to when you were developing as a young player. Is that fun for you?
I love it. That's why I took the job 4 years ago. I want to come here and, you know, talk about, help them with my experience as a player. Like I left home, like I said, like these guys did. And, you know, I played a little bit in the minors like these guys are doing right now. You know, I had to fight my way through the NHL, stay in there. And I think I do have a lot of experience, and I coached for 8 years with the Flyers, and I got that experience too. I know what it takes to go up. And the biggest thing, it's one thing to go up, but you have what it takes to stay up. You know, people forget, like, you know, people don't realize how hard it is to stay at the next level. You know, you have to practice, unless you're a special player, and most special players, they practice hard every day, and it's like it's their last day, and everybody should practice like that. And guess what? At the NHL level, everybody practice like that, like it's their last day, and somebody's trying to steal your job. And that I know because I went through it. You know, for 16 years, I played at the best level in the world, and I was in the most talented, but I know what it takes to be there and to stay there. So I'm just glad I can share my experience with those kids, and hopefully they're smart enough to grab not everything, but grab what helps them and go on with their career. And my goal is to have the Flyers call them up and me never see them again. And when they do that, I feel pretty good, because that means me and my staff did our job.
And it seems like they're starting to do that. I know Alex Bump, both Jet Luchenko and Alex Bump, those were the guys that I had a chance to catch up with a little bit. They are doing that. Alex Bump talked about he wants to pull little pieces from everybody's, you know, game. That's part of his development. He wants to watch these guys play and take pieces that work for him. And Jet Luchenko talked about he wants to lead by example. He had the C in Guelph, and he had a chance to, maybe wasn't the most vocal leader, but he wanted to do the right things and show some of the younger guys how to act, how to be on the ice, how to work hard. And it sounds very much like you're in that position. You have that experience. You went through it. You had guys trying to steal your job at the NHL level. And so you can be a great and informed coach because of those experiences. So what's the biggest piece of advice that you give to any of your guys, not even just the young guys, but any of the guys that are coming up through your system? What do you tell them about working hard and understanding what it takes to be a pro?
Well, for me, I always went with that, say, like, you know, what are you willing to do that the guy next to you is not willing to do? And, you know, you talking about Bumper learning from one guy, or take a little bit from one guy, take a little bit more from another guy. I did that. I did that, like, at the end of my career, like my last probably 4 or 5 years, I played with Joe Sakic. I'm not even close to be the player that he was. I wasn't even close, not even in the same universe, but I picked his brain, and I look at how he was acting in the gym, what he was doing and everything. So took a little bit of that, took a little bit of other players that I played through my career. And, you know, hearing you say about, you know, listening to you and talking about Bumper, that he wants to do that, I think it's great maturity on his part. And I'm not surprised that Luch talks like that too, that he wants to lead by example. And he does, you know, on and off the ice. He's not the most outgoing guy, but he goes out to work and does his work and practice. Like today, he was one of our hardest players out there. Like he's got that leadership mentality, and that's amazing for me, because I'm talking about an 18-year-old and a 21-year-old. They're babies. My kids are older than these two guys. It's crazy. Like they're so mature for their age, and that's why they're special players.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It really is cool to watch them and getting to be at practice on Tuesday, watching how poised, you used the word poised before, really how genuinely poised these two guys are for being so young. Do you, as a coach, especially in the Phantoms organization, and we already talked about your job to help them move up to play in the pro level, to play with the Flyers, and you even said it, you don't ever want to see them again necessarily. I guess within reason, I'm sure you'd like to keep a friendship there or two, but
for sure. That's not what I mean. I mean, like, I don't want them to come back to the Phantoms.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, because you want them to flourish. I mean, again, you talk about your experience. You want them to move up, and also because that's what the Flyers are looking for. So how closely do Danny and Keith Jones work with you to see that development? Do you feel like it's your responsibility to kind of showcase what some of those guys, how hard they work, you know, these young prospects? Do you feel as though you need to, I guess, point out to Danny and to Keith Jones, hey, look at this guy. Hey, look at this guy. You know, they're working so hard. Do you give reports to those guys? I guess, how closely are they involved in the Phantoms organization?
They are like, you know, like, it's my job to put them in position to succeed. Like, you know, those two kids are power play guys and Luch Kilpelly. So my job is to put them in those situations. And I mostly deal with Alan McCauley. Like, you know, Danny's got a lot on his plate. Like, you watch our games, but, you know, he doesn't have time to deal with me every day. We do deal, you know, together. Like, he calls me once in a while, but I deal mostly with Alan McCauley, which is good. That's our GM here. And if Danny doesn't have time to call me, his message go through Alan, and we're all, you know, communication's great. We're all on the same page. But for me, at the end of the day, I coach them. and they tell me what they did in junior, what were their, you know, strengths and weaknesses. And for me, it's my job to make them better in their weaknesses and put them in their strength, just to make sure they do succeed. And when they go to the next level, they're comfortable in that situation. Well, same thing when we had Tyson Forrester. Tyson was here, and, you know, his strength, it was a power play guy. So we put him on the power play. We put him in, you know, in an offensive role, and he went up. And, you know, I think he's going in the right direction. He keeps developing. He's becoming a better player every year. Same with Brinker. Like Brink, when Brink was here, we put him on a, you know, a position or a, you know, situation that, you know, he could succeed top lines and power play. So that's my job to, but I need their help too. Like, I don't have time to watch all the junior kids coming up, all the college kids coming up. Like, I'm worried about the Phantoms, but when they do come up, they give me a report where they should be, what kind of players they are, and, you know, and I deal with it and put them in those situations.
In the same vein, I know a hot topic in the Flyers organization recently has been the goaltending situation. Obviously, Sam Harrison and Ivan Fedotov up in the Flyers organization. And you got guys like Gehagan, you got guys like Cal Pettersson, you got guys like Carson Bjarnason, who, you know, all three of those guys have had some hype around them. Definitely Carson Bjarnason. Can you tell me a little bit about his game and what you see his future is, specifically about Carson?
Well, he's, you know, part of the future. He's 19 years old. Like, he's a young kid. He's here more like to get to know how we do things, get to see how we do things, like, you know, on and off the ice. He's in every meeting. He's working out with the team. And that's, you know, he just finished his junior career. So he'll be here next year. And Parker is a great story. You know, he's our starting goalie right now. He's played great last night. He's been playing great down the stretch. And, you know, he's a West Point graduate. For me, like, you know, I can't say enough about people that served their country. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for that guy. And he's he served his country, but he always had a dream in mind. It's to keep playing hockey. And he came to us. He was our third goalie. And because of injuries, Cal got injured. And Cal's, was trying to get his game back. And right now, like, the hot hand is Parker, and that's why we're running him. And, he's a pretty cool story. If you look at his background, where he comes from, it's pretty impressive. So you know what kind of character he is when you do graduate from West Point. You know, there's not too many guys that graduate from West Point that they're not character guys. And guys love him. He battles for his teammates, and everybody battles in front of him. And same thing with Cal Pettersson. Cal's a guy, like I said, he's been through injuries this year, so it was a little bit tougher to get his game going. But he's a guy that battles for his teammates. He's a great leader. He's one of our leaders, too. Like, he helps me in the room. He wants to win. He wants the kids to improve. He's not the veteran player here that's better because guys are playing in front of him. He tries to make everybody better when he's on the ice with them. And we're pretty lucky to have them. And, you know, to go, you're talking about Hurst. We had Hurst here. Hurst was my horse there before he went to the Flyers. I'm a big believer in Hurst. I think he's a hell of a goalie. He's a competitor. He wants the net. He's he's learning. He's going through a growth with the team. You know, it's not an easy situation right now with the Flyers, but he's I feel like he's getting better mentally and physically every day. And I think his future is bright.
I know in your 16-year career, you went to the playoffs a few times with LA, Colorado, with Philly, St. Louis. What do you tell the guys heading into game two here? You win the first game, like you said, you put it, obviously you're going to say you put it behind you, but they're going to come out flying. Wilkes-Barre is going to come out flying because they don't want to get knocked out. What, from your experience in the playoffs at pro hockey, do you tell them to ratchet it up? Do you tell them to brace themselves a little bit? What's the message going into game two?
We're going to have to be better. We're going to have as good as the guys played last night. Like, they're going to be better. We need to be better. We have to stay in the moment. We just can't get rattled. Whatever happened, they scored a first goal, we take a penalty. We have to stay calm and in the moment and stick to our structure and our game plan. And that's all you can do. If you start thinking too far ahead, that's when you get in trouble. You just have to stay in the moment. Win your one-on-one battles, stick to the game plan, and everything should work out. But again, I'm expecting Wolfsburg. I told you, like, it's a talented team there. It's one of our best team in the division. They're well coached. They're, you know, they're talented. So we got to expect them to bring their A game, and we're going to have to respond.
And I'm sure you're going to want to keep Ethan Sampson on a roll there with some big bodies. He had a couple big hits last night, getting under their skin a little bit. Did you like to see that from Sampson?
I did. He's been, you know, he had a great start of the season, had a little slump, and now he's back to what we need him to be, and he needs to be for his career. Like, he's been moving the puck really well, skating really well. Like you said, physical, and it's time to be physical, and everybody was yesterday, and that's playoff hockey. You know, during the season, I can't live with some guys passing on checks, and but in playoffs, everybody's going to be physical, and yeah, the first game was that, and hopefully we'll do the same tomorrow.
One more question for you. What do you want fans of the Flyers and the Phantoms to know about the future? I guess what if you had to tell me, if you had to boil it down to one point, what do you think fans can look forward to, and what are you excited about for the Flyers in the next couple years?
The talent is coming. Like, that's the thing. Like, you know, we have the kids that we just talked about. They're talented, more talented. Like, hey, listen, I've been in the organization for 14 years, so I know who came and went, and, you know, I know that talent. We did have some talent, but I feel like really right now, and especially with the future, the next draft coming up, we do have a lot of pick coming our way. And but what's coming my way, I feel like there's more talent I've ever seen here. So you got the Barkey who's playing in London. You have the Bunk that's playing in London. Kaplan that we just signed. These are the guys that people should be excited about coming up to me, hopefully to me first, but to be selfish. And like I told you, I believe that everybody should play here at one point. Like, if it doesn't matter if it's a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year, 2 years, they're all different. But I do feel like guys should go through me before they go to the big team. Why? So many reasons that we just talked about, but also, like, you want to taste the American League, the bus ride, and say, when you go up, you're like, I don't want to go back to that. I like the charter planes and the nice Ritz-Carlton hotel better than the Best Western hotel and the bus ride. So I feel like if they can touch the Phantoms a little bit, they will push a little bit harder when they get called up to make sure they don't go back to the minors. But people should get excited. And hopefully, like, especially the Flyers out now, Reading is out. They should. I hope they come in big numbers on Friday. Like, PPL is a great place to watch games. We have great fans there. The entertainment's great. Like, it's a great building. Hopefully, people will come down, come up in the valley from Philly and come down from Reading and kind of cheer us on. And it's always helped in the playoffs, especially young kids or older guys. And when you feel the fans behind you cheering for you, it gives you a little bit more juice.
Well, Coach, this was absolutely fabulous. I'm so excited for the future of the Phantoms and the Flyers, and obviously excited to be going to Game 2, Rally in the Valley. I'm going to wear some orange. It's going to be – the building's going to be rocking. I feel confident the boys are going to have a good game. And, again, I very much appreciate you taking the time, and very excited for what you guys have going on in the future here of the Flyers and the Phantoms organization.
My pleasure. I'll see you at the game on Friday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.